Now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry over the direction of Tri-County High School of Jamesport. At the time of this recording, it's 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. By the time it airs, it won't be 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. They're waiting for confirmation on whether or not Breckenridge can play in Jamesport tonight. Obviously, we were talking about this off the air a little bit with Coach. We're not dealing with Highway 6 and the 65 between Breckenridge and Jamesport. Those roads might be a little bit icy, so we'll wait and see on that. That is on the schedule for tonight, North Harrison at Tri-County. I would imagine that that's a conference opener over at Jamesport on Friday then, Coach?
Yes, it is. Looking forward to it.
So you ran into the Green City Gophers last week on Tuesday the 20th, and they're a really fine ball team. I've heard a lot of good things about Green City this year. Obviously, you had a little bit of a tough time putting the ball in the hoop. Other than that, what are the positives? What are the things that you worked on coming out of that first game?
And that's one of those games that you come out with those first game jitters, all excited. I have a lot of young players getting crucial minutes, so just kind of some nerves. And it's one of those classic things where we couldn't get anything to work on the offensive end. We try and get the ball moving, and we get nervous and out of control at times. And it's one of those games that we hustled back. We had a good hustle to get back on defense, to work hard, not to lose our cool, and a lot of positives come away from that. Just one of those games that we couldn't stop a couple of their players, and just trying to move forward from there.
So with the makeup of your team this year, Coach, it sounds like from your description that you have kind of a younger team this year without a ton of returning experience. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, we have one returning senior and a few juniors here and there, but with freshmen and sophomores getting a lot of crucial time, one of my sophomores still coming off of an early practice injury, A.J. Rainey, that I anticipate to see a lot of minutes from him, and Thomason really finding his true stride here as a junior.
So we don't know, as we said, we don't know at this point whether or not the game will be played tonight, or if it will, or if it won't. We got to assume at this point it will, or that you will play Breckenridge at some point. Yeah, they're not Green City as far as a team that's put wins on the scoreboard the last handful of years, and you got it at your place. And in fact, you got two games at your place for your team. They got to be looking forward to this week.
Yeah, we're wanting to open up the season with our home game and really come out strong to show what we've improved from last year. And I truly think that we have improved a lot from the years in the past, and looking forward to showing what we have moving forward.
So what did Green City have that just proved difficult for you guys? Was it size inside that really kind of hampered your offensive efforts?
It's one of those, and they had a senior number 25, can't remember his name, but he really shot the ball well on the outside. He had some size to drive in hard, and that really hurt us whenever you have a player like that. And we would hustle back, but when he can shoot the ball that well, it makes it difficult.
When you have a lot of young players that are playing, you know that the only way to get experience is to get experience, but once they pick up the experience, and sometimes it's just about, other teams that graduate some people, too. So all of a sudden you look up 2 years from now, and you're the team with the experience, and you're the team with the upperclassmen. When you get to that point with this group, Coach, the 9th and 10th graders that you mentioned, how big is the ceiling for this group? How good can they be in a couple years?
Oh, it's just however much they want to put in the time for, really. We've had a successful junior high season, and that kind of correlates, I think, in the future to come. And we keep growing and keep getting better, and the varsity is a completely different ball game, and these players are figuring that out and growing from here, and we're just looking forward to what's come.
Do you have a go-to player that you're looking for offensively, Coach, or is it kind of just riding the hot hand, whoever it is, on a particular night?
We have a couple with Van Thompson really able to go out and be ready to go, but there's a couple others that we really, it's hard to tell if they're going to feel it that night or not. It's so early in the season, and I'm excited to see what will come.
So you came off of Green City, and obviously when you lose 59-17, you'd like to get the boys in the gym and get them practicing. I'm sure you're able to do that late last week, and then you get Thanksgiving, and then you get a snowstorm. How has the practice schedule been here over the last 5 days?
Before the snowstorm, we got some good practices in. Kind of came in over break just to get in the gym, get some shots up. But, the snowstorm does kind of take a effect on practice schedules alone, and you kind of talk about being smart over break and eating healthy, but, you know, it is Thanksgiving.
So. Yeah, true. No, Alan, and I had more than one coach yesterday say, well, we're going to have to get in the gym and then work off the turkey.
Yes, for sure.
North Harrison on Friday, Coach. What's the expectations of that game?
It's an exciting game. We came out strong against them last year. We were late in the season, so we were really moving right along, but looking forward to it and hoping to have a competitive ball game.
That is the head coach of the Tri-County Boys and Dylan Lowry. Again, the schedule, and it's up in the air whether or not they play tonight. We'll keep you updated to the best of our ability throughout the day on KTTN. Breckenridge at Tri-County in doubleheader action scheduled for tonight, and North Harrison at Tri-County on Friday. Next week on the 4th at Pattonsburg, on the 6th at Newtown Harris for the Lady Mustangs and Mustangs. Appreciate the time, Coach. Best of luck with the games this week.
Thank you.